This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I haven't even gotten, and I never even played yesterday, but a third of the this week with Stephanopoulos and the Mr. Ed person they had hosting the show. It wasn't Stephanopoulos. It wasn't that girl. It was Raddus or Rat or Rodent or something. I'm not kidding. I'm not joking. I was supposed to debate the rat, and but then the rats never set up the interview, so then they just claimed I didn't show up as if I wouldn't show up to a live TV debate. I mean, just, and people are so funny. I was at brunch yesterday for Mother's Day with my parents, and my dad was actually going, you're afraid, like I'm 10 years old, and that it makes me mad. It doesn't make me mad that they're saying I'm chicken. It makes me mad that adults, including my father, are acting like 10-year-olds. That's what's upsetting to me, and that I wish I'd have been on their life. Let's go to the clip. Of Raddus.
Our thanks to David, radio talk show host Alex Jones, who, as David said, has been one of the leading proponents of this theory, had agreed to join us this morning, but he did not show up at our studio. So let's bring back the
round. Oh, you're in charge, you lying sack of crap.
Boy, this got some real legs, this story, and it certainly had to do
turn
with
off that. Look at all these people. Look at these mummies. Look at these propagandist jokes.
Vocal minority, and I'm an all in favor.
Yeah. There's a vocal minority. Everything's fine. There's no police state. There's no NSA spying. There's no open borders. There's no IRS persecuting innocent people everywhere. Oh, wait, there is. Hey, but the good news is Obama and his Obamacare cuts your health care down to, well, it's free. Oh, wait, no, it's not free. It cuts the price down to your phone bill. Oh, wait, doesn't do that. It doubles or triples it. Well, at least there's no death panels. Well, actually, there are. I just am sick of looking at these people. In fact, let's roll some of the video. Back it up 10 seconds where they cut to this one pundit. And he's like, listen, you cannot trust your government. That's fine. But you got to trust the military. Oh, really? Run by the government? Imagine 1939. Hey, Hitler's really bad. How dare you not like the German military? Well, listen, you can say whatever you want about the government, but don't you talk bad about our military. The military was run by Adolf Alois Hitler. It'd be like saying, you can say whatever you want about Lenin or Stalin, but don't you talk bad about our military. Why, anything they do is good. Oh, yeah, right. Great. It's our military that said no to being the Air Force and physically fighting side by side with Al Qaeda. I had Tosh Plumlee, admitted CIA, on to break down the NATO and other sources of arming Al Qaeda 2 years ago. Time to get him back on. Had him on this year as well. He had the Justice Department come after him. I mean, he talked to the people who were there in the rebellion because they'd get there at these airfields to offload weapons and it'd be jihadis going, you American trash, we're going to kill you. And there was fist fights and things. I told you this before Plumlee came on. It's not another source. There were fights at these bases. Just like my grandfather worked for oil companies as a lease hound out in West Texas and New Mexico. And he told me some of the stories when I was a kid. My mom would just go, well, your grandfather, you know, is kind of eccentric. Because, you know, that's just the eccentric grandpa who actually lived it, about how he almost got in fist fights. And there were fights at these military bases in the West, because that's the only place you can go eat. There's nothing out in the desert, but you know, to go eat at the bar where they got chicken fried steaks. And the Germans would be in there from Paperclip shooting their mouths off to the World War II vets about how much better they were and stuff, and people got tired of it. Well, imagine, you're sitting there, and there's an Al-Qaeda slob that you're delivering giant crates of weapons to. I just wish our military would have just cut them all down right there. I mean, there's a certain point where people can't put up with this crap anymore. You damn politicians.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, Cy Hirsch, two-time Pulitzer Prize winners, come out. Basically said that a lot of the official story on the Bin Laden raid is a hoax. You go to InfoWars.com and see the videos we shot 4 years ago when it first broke, where we document how the entire thing is fake, including many things that have now been admitted as true, and Navy SEAL families that we talked to who came out and said that it was all made up and that a body double was basically killed. I'll break all that down at the start of the next hour. Jade Helm has blown open worldwide, from the German to the Japanese to the Financial Times of London. It is big. We just have so much to go over. We have this new election in England that is supposedly about giving the UK a voice in the EU. We're going to get David Icke's take on that. Now, David Icke is a very controversial figure. He's a friend of mine. I've met him, hung out with him, been involved with him. He's a very nice guy. He's a trailblazer. He's written a bunch of best-selling books. The first one I read was like 19 years ago. I thought it was completely crazy. and so much of it then began to come true. He said and named pedophiles at the BBC here about 12 years ago, and I delayed him. I delayed him and said, David, you can't say names on air that haven't been caught yet. And with the Jimmy Savile and others, it all came out just as he said. The hidden rooms, the torture rooms, the necrophilia, all of it. And it just goes on and on. David Icke was a top BBC presenter on entertainment and sports show, champion goalie. He was the head of the Green Party, a rising star, until he had a vision. And it took him years to extrapolate everything that happened in the vision when he was in Peru. Say what you want about it, a mega brainstorm if you're an atheist, whatever. The point is, he's a very interesting individual. And I remember reading one of his books, I even forget which one, about 10 years ago, when I was starting to think maybe this guy's on to something more than I thought. He was saying the whole universe is a hologram held together by an artificial energy source. Well, last year, MIT came out with these new dark matter sensors. We'll pull those articles up. And they said there's something artificial holding reality together, another energy source much larger, much more powerful. And Science Daily wrote a new article about this a few weeks ago, April 27th. Is the universe a hologram? Vienna University of Technology. And says that their mathematical equations, but also models, but also testing in a lab, is showing that reality is a projection. And so I wanted to get David Icke on to talk about this till the bottom of the hour. Then we're going to shift gears into ISIS and global destabilization and the pedophile rings and what's at the bottom of the spider hole. DavidIcke.com is his website. He's written 16 books. And he is, again, on the air with us. His first big book, the one that I read, was The Biggest Secret. Thank you so much for coming on.
Pleasure, Alex.
There's a lot to get through. Where are you right now? Are you out there on the Isle of Man?
Isle of Wight. The difference between the Isle of Man and the Isle of Wight is the Isle of Man has it's a tax haven. So the Isle of Wight's not. That's where I.
Well, it's certainly beautiful out there. I haven't been to that particular area, but I've seen videos of it. David, there's so much to get into. I want to talk about the state of the world with you, but let's talk about the state of reality.
Well, the thing is, Alex, you know, I've been on this just past 25 years, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I've had as much ridicule and condemnation from the alternative media, much of it, as I have from the mainstream media. Because my interest is not having a statue built to me or being fated as anything. It is quite simple. It is to get to the bottom of what the hell is happening in this world and what this world is. And when you do that, it means all the shackles have to come off your mind, your credulity, and you have to become open, not to believing everything, but open to all possibility, and letting the information be your guide rather than preconceived idea. And so that's what I've done. I followed the information, and it's taken me into some very, on the face of it, strange areas and to some strange and, to many people, extreme conclusions. But I've said all along that if what you say has validity, then you will eventually be shown to speak in some kind of sense. And so, you know, everyone in the alternative media has to take ridicule, dismissal, and condemnation to an extent, because they are challenging the accepted programs, norms that people are downloading throughout their lives from cradle to grave. But if you keep going beyond where the majority, if you like, the mainstream of the alternative media is, then you get the same treatment from them that you get from the mainstream media. But, like I say, if you're interested in this rather than the popularity contest, then you keep speaking your truth, you keep researching your truth, and if it is truth, then at some point it's going to be shown to be so. And what is happening now with some of these more, these stranger areas of what I've been thinking about, like the nature of the holographic reality that we live in, is that mainstream scientific programs and studies, there's another one at the University of Bonn, and there are others around the world, are concluding that actually the mathematics, the science, puts the fact that we are living in a reality that is solid in the way that we experience it and we perceive it, but actually not solid in its base form. If you look at a Kepler system, what you have behind me here is a screen. And on that are words, and there are pictures, and there can be moving pictures. But that's not because the moving pictures and words and what have you, graphics, have actually been put into the computer in that form. They go into this tower, or they come off the internet in the form of electronic codes and electronic sequences. The processes. It's the computer that decodes that information into what we see on the screen, which is very different to the form that it actually takes before it's coded. And what we call the human body is a biological computer. Biological in the sense that it's different from a technological computer, in that instead of like a desktop, it takes data and it decodes it according to the way it's told to and is programmed to decode. A biological computer can take information and it can assess it and it can make decisions upon it, which is the body's doing all the time. What we call the immune system is not something that we have to interact with all the time. We don't have to say, oh, immune system, there's something wrong down there with me leg. And you go and have a look. The immune system is constantly seeing the body computer, and it is making decisions on what it's going to do as a result of that. Otherwise, we'd all be dead. And so, in the same way, the biological computer we call the body is decoding information from this matrix, this technologically in the end, although much beyond any technology we can imagine, this technologically generated information source and sources, and we are therefore seeing and appearing to experience a world that appears to be solid, that appears to be three-dimensional, but is actually holographic. And if you look at what that we actually combine the shops, they appear to be three-dimensional, but they're actually not. The base form of this reality, the base form of the body, the base form of everything in this reality is an information field. And we then decode the information from that into an apparently three-dimensional world and a solid world, which, as quantum physics has absolutely shown to be the case, a solid world that cannot possibly be solid. Now, why is this important, Alex? It's because it's with this knowledge that those deep, deep in the shadows, beyond the politicians, beyond the bankers in the way that they operate the banking system, beyond the corporations.
Would you call them the visitors?
Beyond that which we can see, indeed, within the human world, beyond that we can see, I mean, the idea now among anyone with a brain on active duty that people who are apparently in power, like politicians and presidents and prime ministers, are actually the ones calling the shots is completely untenable and totally ludicrous. But what I'm saying is beyond that, beyond what we see in the shadows, they know the nature of our reality. Therefore, they are using that knowledge against
Stay it. There. Your Skype's cutting up a bit, David. Excellent point. I'm going to come back and recap that and then ask the question, how are they, understanding how the world really works, manipulating it, and towards what end? Because undoubtedly, all the subliminals, all the programming, the chemicals in the food and water to suppress our IQs, what's the end game? What's the reason?
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Alex Jones 24/7 listen line?
It's easy.
Just punch in 1-605-562-6120. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 1-605-562-6120. Now you can listen to Alex Jones when you want.
Bookmark the Alex Jones 24/7 listen line number today.
1-605-562-6120. 1-605-562-6120.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're talking about the mysteries of the universe. And I remember over 10 years ago reading a David Icke book and having him on and talking about a hologramic reality and an artificial hack holding it all together. And then MIT came out few years ago. In fact, I ought to Google and find that article. We're showing a few new ones today. Different universities saying basically the same thing, that there's an artificial power source holding it all artificially together, the dark matter, and the different dimensional equations that are out there. But regardless, it's good to think about big things and transcend the little globalists who want to wall us in to an even smaller reality. Everything they do is about dumbing people down, destroying their creativity, their imagination. And we can see this war accelerating, a desperate attempt to ridicule questioning anything. So I think David Icke's very healthy in that he simply transcends their whole false debate. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. David, I've been researching this myself 25 years. I've been on air 20. And the deeper I research it, you just come to the realization, this isn't even good for the elites. As you said, the super puppets, the super class. When you get to the bottom of the rabbit hole, as far as I've gone, it's a hatred of life, a hatred of humans, a hatred of anything wholesome and good, and real sustainability. It's just blacker than hell. It is a spirit of evil. And if you're Christian, you say it's the devil. If you're a Hindu, I guess something similar. But the point is, it's real. And there seem to be people that are energized, possessed, running that program in their mind. And then you look at the research, and I've infiltrated Bohemian Grove, as you know. I've covered Skull and Bones. I mean, even an atheist would look at this and say, these people really believe they're getting divine information from dark entities that want human blood in every culture. And you've talked about that. You've written books about that. So regardless, from a sociology, anthropology perspective, why does this keep manifesting? And then you just go further, but then say so many other things that, I mean, you were the first person I heard 20 years ago talking about pedophiles running England. Now it's confirmed. Now they say national security can't investigate. I'm taking up your time here. It just blows me away. What are they trying to suppress? What reality are they trying to suppress? What's the end game, David Icke?
Right. I'm on the phone now. Just, you can see.
Yes, it's crystal clear now. Thank you, sir.
Audio, yeah. Well, just from what you've kind of listed there, Alex, I mean, I could speak for like 2 hours because there's so many elements to it. But what you were talking about is summed up by a word I've used over and over over the years, and that's inversion. We are living in an inversion, and therefore a world that could be about love, that could be about harmony, is inverted. So it's about hatred, it's about disharmony, or that's what this network, both seen and hidden, is trying to create. And so when you talk about these entities, which go under endless names. I mean, you know, one of the frustrating things, Alex, is when I hear people who follow various religions who say, you know, things that I say are a load of nonsense or it's anti their religion. They should read their religious books a bit more, because cultures refer to, and ancient cultures and peoples refer to as archons, i.e. non-human entities manipulating our world through these networks that we talk about and expose. So the Christians talk about demons, exactly the same thing. In the Islamic belief system, they talk about jinn, same thing. In Central America, shamans talk about the flyers, same thing. In the Zulu culture of South Africa, they talk about the Chitahuri, same thing. It's a universal theme. And what these entities, another universal theme, feed off is the energy of death and suffering. You know, when that's your energy source, what do you want to do? You want to create more and more of that energy source. So what happens? You create a society, a fake reality, a matrix that is designed, and a hierarchical structure of power and imposition that is designed to create maximum amounts of that energy.
Well said, DavidIke.com.
So many wars.
We've got to go to break. I'm going to give you the floor when we come back. 18-minute segment coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you feel the aches and pains of your age? Do you often feel tired, and is your mind often clouded and forgetful? Well, it's time to stop the clock on aging with a proven system from NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical, the company that brings nutrition and medicine together, turns back the hands of time inside and out with Anti-Age Max. Protect against age-robbing cellular damage with Nutritrala, and combine both Anti-Age Max and Nutritrala with Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. Yes, you can look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs, Anti-Age Max. Order online at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871 for Dr. Bill Deagle's proven Anti-Age Max system. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutraMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Live here, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We return weeknights, 7 o'clock Central for InfoWars Nightly News. Find all the showtimes, listing, and details at PrisonPlanet.tv. We know the history we're given is not the real history of what's happened on this planet. The elites themselves are obsessed basically with what you see in the movie Prometheus. That's what MIT and Harvard, even the New York Times, the majority of their scientists believe. That the planet was terraformed, that we were put here. The elites believe that they're another species from us. That's in the BBC and other major publications. This is what they believe. And then you've got David Icke, a top news presenter, making millions of pounds over the years, very successful, a shining star in the UK media, the head of the Green Party. And he basically, like, I guess you say, like Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus, gets knocked down, heat stroke, whatever you want to call it. I want him to talk about that briefly, and suddenly has all this information. And again, he didn't have a motive to do all this when he was already on top. He was ridiculed for a decade intensely. It was like the joke. He can tell you the story, but I followed it. And so regardless, he's got amazing courage, and so much of what he said scientifically, politically has come true. And I want to cover the waterfront because it's hard to get David Icke on. He's a busy guy. Maybe he can stay a few minutes in the next hour, but that was a short segment, David. I want to give you the floor about what's at the bottom of the rabbit hole and then tying it in. But you look at the environmental movement. It ignores genetic engineering. It ignores nuclear reactors, 90% leaking. A new one in the U.S. had an explosion, and they shut down a reactor. It's not even hardly news. The elite themselves don't care about the planet, but they have a predatory hatred of their fellow humans and are teaching us that human life is worthless and teaching us not to stand up for each other and teaching us this inverse. You know, they say the star symbolizes a human, the head, two arms, two legs. The pentagram is a human upside down. But they're selling this, and I see this glare in people's eyes who've succumbed to this spirit of the world versus those of the us that, not that I'm perfect, more and more are going towards love and freedom and compassion and being empowered. So I see an acceleration towards a paradox where there's a huge amount of people awake and intensifying their understanding, but also a large group of people that are going to get crazier and crazier and more turned over to this crazed spirit. David Icke, you've got the floor for the next 15 minutes.
Thanks, Alex. I wish I had made millions at the BBC. Yeah.
But you were one of the top people in the country, according to mainline news articles.
Yeah, I was on the television a lot, but millions, my goodness me. You used to wear BBC jackets, small checks, you know. But anyway, what we're talking about here is, I would suggest, where the alternative media needs to start turning its head, because much of the alternative media, and I'm not knocking it, I mean, hold my hand up, anyone who's putting out information that's suppressed and this network doesn't want out, round of applause, I say. But much of it is walking around the edge of the rabbit hole. It's not actually in it yet. So deep does it go. We have a situation where, to answer your question, and people say this all the time, why would they destroy the planet? Why would they have the Fukushimas? Why would they be filling our atmosphere with staggering millions and millions of times more radiation than there was 50 years ago? Why are they creating this, transformed radiation atmospheric reality? What about the chemtrails and their part in all this? What's going on? Why would they do this? Because we have to, I would suggest, face the fact that we are being manipulated, and this planet is being taken over, this reality of ours is being taken over by entities that operate beyond human sight, and human sight is so narrow, it's almost laughable what scientists call visible light. It's a tiny, almost infinitesimal fraction of what there is to see. And because we, through these biological computers, can only see a certain, just ridiculously, I can't tell you, narrow frequency band, which we see as a visual world. It means that anything that is on a different frequency to that band, which is, in effect, everything else that exists, we can't see. And these entities and this force operates outside of our, most of the time, outside of our frequency band that we can actually see. But what it does, because it's an inversion of the natural order is about love, it's about balance, it's about harmony. So what we have is an inversion of the natural order. That's their world. I mean, this is where the religions talk about, you know, the hell and all that stuff. And what they're doing is seeking to change our world into theirs so they can take it over. And what they've done up to this point is create a network of hybrid interbreeding bloodlines that we call royalty, right back into history. Why were the royals, of all the cultures, claiming the right to rule because of their bloodline? Because it was the bloodlines, as they saw it, of the gods, which is how they perceived these entities. And then when the people started to reject over royal dictatorship, they went into the dark suits. They became the bankers, the major politicians. They became the corporate heads. They became the people that run our society, our world, both in the world that we can see and in the shadow.
Now, from your view, are they interdimensionally possessed, like the Bible would say, or are they actually genetically hybrids?
Well, both, for this reason. What we've got, as I mentioned earlier, what we've got to start to realize, if we're going to grasp this situation that we're facing, is what we see as a three-dimensional world, solid world, i.e. the body, is a projection, exactly what these scientists are talking about. It's a projection. It's a projection from the base form, which is the energetic field. Just as this, these pictures on a computer are a decoded representation of information in other forms within the computer. Therefore, what we are experiencing is a fake reality, because what we are experiencing as the three-dimensional world is not the place of love and harmony and balance that it should be, but an increasing inversion of it, which is what? The opposite of that. Because these entities feed off the frequency of death, because everything has a frequency of suffering, of deprivation, of fear. This is the major four-letter word that controls the world. It means that they're to take over our reality, they have to generate maximum amounts of that energy. So they have structured society through these bloodlines that end up in the positions of power to create maximum amounts of that energy. So look through known human history. Endless wars, endless suffering, endless deprivation, hunger, destruction, getting more and more all the time. And what they're doing is imposing their world, their inverted world, upon us. And the more they do so, the more power they have to influence this world, because we're getting closer in frequency to where they are. And so when you look at the word live, what is the word live inverted, written backwards? Evil. What we call evil is just an inversion of the natural order of life, of joy, of love. And the idea is that they eventually so transform our energetic frequency state that our world literally becomes theirs, and they won't even need their bloodlines then. What we need.
So you're saying it's like an avatar. They've got humans that operate as their Earth suits. They want to change the atmosphere, like terraforming us, to then take over completely.
Yeah, I mean, there are certain movies. In fact, more and more movies, Alex, that actually mirror this. And what's happening now? Classically, what I'm describing in terms of this fake reality that we decode and believe, therefore, to be real, is the Matrix. The world depicted by the Matrix trilogy is absolutely the one that we live in its theme. And then you rightly talk about the Avatar movie, which again was mirroring reality. What happened there? You had the Navi society, the Blue People society, that was taken over by people that looked outwardly as if they were the Navi, the Blue People, but actually, within that form, that outer form, was the force in the Avatar movie that was taking over that reality. And that's what we're experiencing. And this is why I say, with as much a passion as I could muster to the alternative media, You know, what's been done so far in uncovering the five cents level of this is brilliant, fantastic, round of applause, you know, punch the air, let's have a cheer. But if we're going to understand how we're manipulated ultimately and therefore create an understanding of how not to be in deep in the rabbit hole, we've got to start opening minds to the fact that what's happening with the banking system and ISIS and engineered wars and engineered banking crashes and engineered political systems is the play out, the projection, which is there to manipulate our society within the holographic world that we experience, but actually where it's coming from is beyond human sight. And this is very difficult for people to grasp because from cradle to grave, all this stuff is ridiculed and dismissed as crazy. Now, let me ask this question. If this stuff is so crazy, why do these people in their satanic rituals and their secret society rituals, the deep, extreme ones, why do they interact with another force beyond human sight? They're interacting with what? What Christians call demons, what the Islamic world calls jinn. They are interacting with these entities. That's why they do it. And in terms of possession, everything is a frequency. Thus, what your type of genetics is dictating the frequency of your body, your biological computer. Therefore, those hybrid bloodlines that have a far, far greater infusion of this archon, if you like, demonic, whatever you want to call it, genetics in the hybrid, that means that their frequency is much closer to that of these entities. Thus, they become possessible on a scale that even the massive humans are not possessible in that frequency sense.
So you're saying they're basically drivable. They have the software to interface.
Exactly. What these bloodlines are, Alex, is basically a particular type of biological computer which allows these entities, which have no empathy, which feed off death, which glory in death, which love death, for which death is their reality, they are vehicles for these entities to manipulate our world. So when you look at these bloodlines and how they can create mass murder in what we call wars, how they can do the unbelievable things they do that create the shocking, unspeakable terror, horror, and suffering that they do. And people kind of dismiss that. You'll have come across this. Oh, no, they'd never do that. No, you would never do that because you have the ability to empathize. You have the ability to take an understanding of the feelings and the suffering that your actions are making other people suffer. Once you are of a genetic type and of a consciousness, this demonic consciousness, you have none of those fail-safe mechanisms of behavior. Not only do you not have empathy with the suffering you cause, you love it because you feed off it. And so these people are not seeing the world the way we see it. Look at bankers and the way they make people suffer all over the world by their manipulation of finance. They feed off that. And there's a word for it. Ask anybody, go to the dictionary, look up this word or go on the internet and look for a definition of this word, and you will find that the definition of it is exactly the personality type that I have just described, the word psychopath. Why do we have psychopaths running the world in all these areas, all these institutions that dictate society? Why are we having, Alex, more and more psychopaths systematically recruited into law enforcement to impose the will of the political, corporate, banking psychopaths upon the people? Because the psychopathic mentality is the mentality of these archontic demonic entities, and it's just been transferred through, for the reasons I talk about, into our reality through these particular bloodlines, which don't just operate in the elite. They operate within human society as well. Now, you've mentioned pedophilia, because all these dots connect. All these dots connect, because if they didn't, then it couldn't be true, because everything connects in the end. What these entities are want to feed off more than almost more than anything else is the energy of children before puberty. We see the point of puberty as a hormonal change. Yes, within the hologram, where people see the body in terms of its physical functions and hormone functions, it is a hormonal change. But the hormonal change is merely a holographic expression of an energetic change in the base field. And thus, what they want is the energy of children before that puberty energetic change happens.
And let me briefly stop you for a moment. Whether or not this is demonic, spiritual, or whatever, for anybody out there, it's a fact that every civilization ends up falling to secret society cults that demand burning or chopping or eating or cutting the hearts out of children. Every culture ends up being run by people that build temples, generally pyramids, and then want to do this to children, whether it was in Europe, whether it was the Middle East, whether it was in Africa, whether it was in Mesoamerica. Every culture ends up going to human sacrifice, and the children are what are coveted. So what is that? What is happening? I mean, you can't deny that. I mean, normal people would never even think of such a thing. And I have that question, A, and then B, David, I'm a very loving person. I have intense empathy. But when someone messes with my family or someone, when I think about these elites, then I have fiery rage and, you know, the propulsion to strangle them. Now, I understand that negative, violent energy is bad, and you know, that's what the dark side's into. But what would you call the energy on the other side to stand up and crush these people?
Well, you know, there's this ancient theme throughout history of cultures sacrificing young virgins to the gods. Well, the gods are these entities, and young virgins is just code for children, for the very reasons I'm talking about. And the reason, Alex, that there is such a massively greater ratio, I mean, there are so many in the general population, it's staggering, but the reason there's a far greater ratio of pedophiles in the upper echelons, did I say upper echelons of society, is because of they are possessed people, possessed entities, possessed biological computers. And while the sexual act is going on with the child, these entities are drawing off through the conduit, if you like, of the pedophile, the child's energy. And it's not just in the modern world that you see this and come across this.
They're vampires.
They're vampires. They're energetic vampires. Now, that's an interesting point for this reason. What do Satanists do? They feed off blood. They drink blood. Blood is vital to them. What does blood carry? It carries the genetic code for a start. But also, the blood is a expression of the energy that I'm talking about.
Like terrorize a child first, then slit their wrist and basically bleed them out over several hours to get the maximum torture. Psychopaths talk about using somebody up, and that horrifying them gives them an energy. I mean, undoubtedly, this is going on.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at what we call acupuncture, people say, oh, they put needles in the toe to cure a headache. It's nonsense. Well, no, actually, you're just ignorant, mate. What acupuncture is doing is, through the needles and other processes, it's balancing the energy flows through what are called meridians. Now, these can be identified. These can be shown to exist. They are lines of energy going all around the body. And because they go in circuits, if you've got a block in the circuit that's in your foot, that's where the block is, it can affect their head where that circuit also goes through. And so to take the block out of the foot or the toe or whatever can remove the effect, which is the headache. Now, what these meridian lines of energy are, what the Chinese call energy qi, they are the energetic expression of the blood system, of the arteries within the hologram. And so what the Satanists in our reality are doing are drinking the energy of that person via the conduit of blood, while the entities beyond human sight, some of them within these more extreme satanic rituals, actually within sight of the Satanists in the ritual. I've talked to endless Satanists who've described this manifestation of these entities in some of these really powerful rituals. They are feeding off the energy of the person directly in an energetic form, because they're taking the energy on another frequency beyond human sight. And that's what they're feeding off. And so when you have a war, when you have what this ISIS organization is doing, when you have suffering of any kind in the way that we see in this bloodletting, what is a war? It's a bloodletting frenzy. And what these entities are doing with that energy is feeding off it. If we had a world of harmony, of love, of balance, these entities would not be able to exist here, because their energy source will.
Well, I've talked to a lot of veterans and a lot of from World War II on, and they say, they won't talk about it, but they say during mass death, the weirdest stuff goes on.
Yeah,
and I would imagine that's because the energy is so much stronger in those areas. And would it be if we could see like a bunch of vultures converging, more of these entities in those areas?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's so much art. There's so much. I mean, I'm not into what my father used to call bricks and mortar religion. And I'm not. I wouldn't give what I see the world a name. But there is so much in religious texts, which are ancient texts that are recalling and recording things that went on a long time ago, which are actually telling the very story that I'm telling here. But they don't. People don't see that connection. Once you read the stories from the point of view of what's happening now, it all starts to make sense. The reason these people don't act like what we would call humans, these bloodlines, these networks of evil, is because they're not like us. They don't see the world like us. If we could just see the world through their eyes for 5 minutes, the whole world and everything that happens in it would suddenly fall into place. We'd go, oh, I see it now. That's why this is going on. And so it's, you know, the idea that within this narrow band, this ridiculously narrow band of frequency scientists call visible light, that we can know everything, whether it's mainstream or alternative or whatever, is a form of extreme ignorance as well as a form of extreme arrogance. Thus, whatever we know is what we know now or think we do. There's always, always vastly more to know. And if the alternative media comes to a certain list of conclusions and stops and won't go any further, then they're not going to get to that point where we go beyond the screen that we see to the projector that's projecting the movie.
Well, David, here's what I know. What the globalist is doing, what we can prove, is so over the top, and I want to keep you a little bit longer if you can do it to finish up and talk about what you got coming up next, that the sky is already the limit. And I want to discuss with you some of those things we know are going on that are crazy, and then ask you where you think it's all going. David Icke, DavidIcke.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
I'm Alex Jones.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
candy. I want more video games. Why, why, why?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the lean manufacturer and nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.